This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So as usual, while everybody is all happy and fun and, you know, enjoying all the festivities of the holidays, I have to, you know, be the big party pooper and I, you know, talk about how alcohol's not good for you. Okay, this isn't my fault. It's a headline. And this headline is all over the place, but it came out of Australia. I don't think Americans are ready to say this, especially when we saw how, you know, mean the Raiders fans were at yesterday's game. I guess they were booing Derek Carr. Last thing American medical experts want to do is tick off Americans. But this came out of Australia. And the Australians, they're pretty cool. Because, like, you know, they're Australians. They're cool. They got Outback Steakhouse. There's no reason to be upset. So in Australia, and again, this is making national news, their health officials say this idea of two drinks a day being safe is what do Australians say? Hogwash. Well, okay, BS, okay? And the idea that, okay, if you only drink one drink a day or two drinks a day, it's safe. And what we've been seeing over the last few years is medical experts want to say none of it's safe. Just like what we're dealing with vaping right now. You know, people want to quit smoking, so they want to go to vaping, so they're asking their doctor, is vaping safe? And doctors are like, well, it's safer, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's safe. You know, I mean, you could drive, you know, 200 miles an hour in your car. You may feel safe in your car. You may not, you know, be bouncing around on the road. You may feel safe, but it's still a dangerous act, so to speak. So when it comes to alcohol, and I'm kind of concerned about this, because today is my half birthday. It's not my birthday, but it's my half birthday, because my birthday is June 16. So, you know, I really want to celebrate, you know, my half birthday, because I just do, okay? You know, it just kind of reminds you that maybe when you drink alcohol, the idea that it's good for you needs to be revisited. So basically what happened here is the National Health and Medical Research Council today published their report. Their draft report, not draft beer, but draft report, which updated Australia's alcohol guidelines. Now, in America, the CDC has said that as long as a man doesn't drink over two and a woman doesn't drink over one drink, they're probably fine. And by drink, it's a 12-ounce beer, a 5-ounce glass of wine. I don't know how big your goblets are at home, but my guess is they're way bigger than 5 ounces. Okay, 5 ounces is like baby goblet. You know, 8 ounces of malt liquor or 1.5 of something that's like ounces of like eight, like a shot. Okay. So if a woman has one shot, that's supposed to be her limit that day. In terms of binge drinking, we don't want you drinking more than 4 on one day setting for a woman, 5 for a man. So if it's Super Bowl Sunday, you're going to blast through that easy. So in America, those were our guidelines. In Australia, they're like, no, we don't even like the two drinks. And we definitely don't like you drinking 4 in one shot. Why? Well, because they say drinking above this level increases the risk, while drinking less frequently will reduce your lifetime risk of alcohol-related harm. Okay, so what is the big deal? Why is alcohol so bad? Well, you know, it's not that alcohol per se is a unsafe drink. You could have that drink and most of the time you're fine. It's consistent use or it's chronic use. And I know there's a lot of cardiologists out there that will say, look, this is good for your heart because it lowers your LDL or raises your HDL. And I've asked cardiologists to, okay, well, when are they going to, you know, give CDC the memo? You know, when are we going to just tell people that everybody have a drink? And even the cardiologists have kind of stepped back on that. Why? Because somebody out there ends up getting, like, throat cancer, or somebody gets pancreatitis, or somebody gets liver disease, or somebody gets a bad reaction with a medication, or somebody gets an ulcer, and then we have to go back to square one. So alcohol, as you know, it affects a bunch of things, okay? It could affect the stomach lining, it could give you ulcers, it could affect the liver. Why? Why does it affect the liver? People say, well, maybe it's because it's an acid. It's a weak acid, and sometimes it could even be a base. I think a White Russian is more basic than something like a tequila sunrise, right? So I guess it depends on your drink. But it's just, you know, the liver wants pure, and the more crap it has to filter, the stronger it has to work. Which also brings up, a lot of people don't just drink straight whiskey, straight scotch. They mix it. They have mixers. So let's say I want an amaretto sour with a splash of soda. The amaretto has calories, the sour, the splash of soda. If you have a tequila sunrise and you add grenadine, that sugar. If you have a rum and coke, there's the rum, there's the coke, that sugar. So now your liver's also dealing with a lot of sugar. Alcohol can also increase your blood pressure. And so with blood pressure rises, your brain doesn't like that. You know, I mean, your brain, again, wants pure, you know, healthy water, basic foods. They don't want to have to deal, brain doesn't have to want to deal with extra chemicals, let alone blood pressure spikes. The heart, same thing, could affect blood pressure spikes. Apparently alcohol could also cause atrial fibrillation, cause abnormal heart rhythms. If you have an abnormal heart rhythm, that can now put you at risk for a stroke because the heart's not pumping out the blood pretty consistently. It's starting to slosh, and when blood sloshes around, it starts to coagulate, solidify, and now when it does pump, you get a big clot going somewhere. Cancer is a big thing. Alcohol's been connected to cancer and a whole variety of different types of cancer, and we just can't tell you how much. Lung infections, we've talked about birth defects. Yeah, birth defects. I mean, you know, we want to tell pregnant women that it's not a big deal, that they could relax because the Europeans seem to, you know, be a little bit more liberal with alcohol when they're pregnant, but we can't do that. Why? Because all it takes is one person getting, you know, a birth defect because they said, my doctor said I could drink, and here come the lawsuits. So, you know, you're not going to see a lot of cojones, okay? Doctors aren't going to grow a pair all of a sudden because somebody's going to accuse us of something. So your doctor's going to say, nah, let's just say no alcohol. Or if you do drink alcohol, drink it in moderation. But that's not what people want. People want guidelines. People want a number. They want concrete measurements. So they're like, I had my two drinks, I'm good. Some people, they work that way. But in terms of medicine, the body, maybe those two drinks don't work. So I kind of agree with what the Australians came up with, because I'll never disagree with the Australians because they're like super cool. But, you know that your body, it's different strokes for different folks. For some bodies, alcohol may work. For some, it may not. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hello, I'm a bald person. Which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350-350.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I don't know if this person is double dipping or not, but apparently there's a pharmaceutical company behind OxyContin who as blamed for the U.S. opioid epidemic, is actually a provider of the antidote. And now they're getting, I guess, criticized for trying to double dip and not only making a very highly addictive pharmaceutical, but also the antidote. So the Sackler family owns Purdue, I believe, right? Or is it Mundi Pharma? I need to double check. I thought it was Purdue. And I want to make sure that this report has it right. Yeah, it is Purdue. Okay, it's Purdue Pharma affiliate, Mundy Pharma. And apparently, Purdue has an affiliate that has jumped into markets from Europe to Australia. And what they are doing is getting into the opioid overdose treatment or the antidote business. Because, again, they have a bottom line. They are being sued. Purdue is being sued for millions, if not billions. And they need to, you know, figure out how to stay alive and afloat. So now what they're doing is they're going into the opioid overdose treatment. Apparently, Mundy Pharma's antidote, it's also naloxone, but instead of called Narcan, it's called Nixoid. And it's a naloxone nasal spray. It's been approved in New Zealand, Europe, Australia. And Mundy Pharma defended it as a tool to help those whose lives were at risk. And even an expert who criticized the company said antidotes to opioid overdoses were badly needed, which is true. There's not enough of it out there. So when you have so many people overdosing on opioids, should a company such as the one that made opioids be in the antidote business? I'm fine with it, to be honest. I know there's probably some, what's it called when you have a conflict of interest? Yeah. But if we need the medication and you don't have a lot of government labs producing it, then we need to deputize the pharmaceutical companies to make the drug. So this Mundy Pharma is UK-based. It's owned by the Sacklers, according to Fox News, and is selling their naloxone for about $50 a dose, which I don't think is overpriced, considering I don't think it's, considering they're individually packaged, it's, it'd be nice if it was cheaper, but that's not like the EpiPen, which was $600 for two. And how does it work? Well, what it does is it prevents the opioid from taking over the brain, which could cause the respiratory depression. It basically competes with the receptors so that the brain doesn't get sedated and undergo the respiratory depression that the opioid causes. And people don't like naloxone because then they don't get the buzz. They don't get the same feeling. In fact, you hear of people waking up out of their high, you know, really upset at the police or at the paramedic who gave them the drug because they were feeling good. And this medicine competes with the brain receptors, I believe it's the mu receptors, and allows then the brain to be able to then go back to normal function. The thing is, and when we talked to Dr. Chris Johnson, ER doc, before on the show, he said you got to be careful because sometimes you need to give a second dose, even a third, because if there's so much opioid in the system, once that naloxone wears off, the opioid goes right back to the brain. So the Sacklers family owns Purdue Pharma. I believe it gets an estimated annual revenue of $3 billion. And so there's affiliates and sister companies, etc. And Mundy Pharma is now kind of in charge of naloxone or Nixoid in Europe. So people are starting to scratch their head going, wait a second here. You know, is there a conflict of interest? Apparently in Asia, there's a program through the UN where it's about $1 per kit. So, when companies have to provide it to certain countries very cheap, those who can pay for it are going to pay. Now, how much is OxyContin or Purdue responsible for our opioid epidemic? And this is why I am for, and I will support them, making the naloxone, as long as their price doesn't rape everybody. Because the average person that's overdosing isn't overdosing on OxyContin. They're overdosing on heroin and fentanyl. And so if you have a lot of heroin users out there and fentanyl users, we need the naloxone. I mean, you could stand on principle and go, well, we don't like Purdue and, you know, we think Purdue caused this and all that. We have a crisis and we need to fix it. Okay, I mean, we need to get stuff done. Now, there were 17,000 recorded deaths in 2017. We don't have 2018 numbers or 2019 numbers. That was a 395% increase. And the Sacklers Purdue Pharma is currently facing 2,600 lawsuits implicating OxyContin in users' deaths. Now, we have had patients who died from OxyContin. They did use the OxyContin and they did die from it. It's a very, very powerful form of oxycodone. Again, is, people are blaming the pharmaceutical company. Do we blame the alcohol companies for people dying of alcohol-related deaths? We just talked about alcohol and how alcohol can affect a whole variety of bodily functions. Do we sue the makers of Jack Daniels? Well, no, we don't. That would be preposterous. But Purdue is facing 2,600 lawsuits. And states keep jumping on board. It did apply for bankruptcy status after approaching a settlement worth $12 billion. Experts are mad that the Sacklers could be profiting from naloxone. And I get that. It does kind of seem a little creepy, you know, that if their drug did cause opioid deaths, why are they being allowed to, you know, sell something else? And, you know, but we need it, And a $50 crack antidote is going to need to be cheaper if we need our police force to have it and our paramedics to have it. But I just don't know how these companies, if you want them to make more, are going to do it for less. So what is happening now with the opioid crisis? Well, we're not getting a lot of news on that. You know, we keep getting thrown the numbers from 2017. We don't really have a lot of numbers for 2018. They had said that it started to level off, but people were still dying. And people may continue. The numbers may still go up if, again, they're using heroin and fentanyl and we aren't preventing that from getting into the country. Or if we aren't giving people the resources they need to help overcome their addiction. If we don't have enough rehab specialists or rehab centers out there, we're going to still continue to see people suffer. What we have seen, however, is a big epidemic of people in pain, people not being able to get a pain medication. Now, some people, they don't mind that. They look at it as like, you know what, people will cope. Pain is subjective. They think they need a narcotic. They really don't. They could use anti-inflammatories. Well, I need to caution you guys. We've got to be careful. I had a patient over the weekend taking 800 milligrams of ibuprofen for her pain. Doesn't ask for a narcotic. Is scared of narcotics because of the news. Doctor won't write narcotics. So she continually asked for 800 milligrams of ibuprofen. Well, you guys know what 800 milligrams of ibuprofen can do. All right? Yes, it could help with pain. But Lord, it can eat up your stomach, cause GI bleed, cause kidney issues, cause heart failure. So we're seeing a huge rise in anti-inflammatories again. That was one of the reasons why people like me wrote narcotics. The kidney doctors were telling us to stop writing all these anti-inflammatories like Motrin, Naproxen, Aleve, the COX-2, Celebrex. They go, you know, you're killing these people's kidneys. Stop it with the anti-inflammatories. I'm like, but we have all these people with arthritis. We have all these people in pain. What are we supposed to do? They go, well, you know, you can't. If this person's stage 3 kidney disease, you can't give them anti-inflammatories. So I had to do something for the pain, so I would give some Lortab. Some. That's the key word, some. And then if the person's needed a refill, I'd say, you know what, if you're having knee arthritis or back arthritis, go to the knee doctor, go to the back doctor. They could do injections, they could do therapy. But what nobody's talking about is we're now having a huge push of people going back to anti-inflammatories. And I think Motrin 800 is a fantastic painkiller, but it can only do so much. So, we need more antidotes. And I think all families should have antidotes. And we need other forms of ways to treat pain. 1-877-DOC-LA.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to gcnlife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to gcnlife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6630. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Lines are stretching for blocks outside New York State Division of Motor Vehicle offices as people are trying to get driver's licenses, specifically immigrants. Beginning today, illegal immigrants in that state can legally apply for licenses. Many in line say they have been waiting for this day to come for quite some time.
I'm super excited, and thanks to God we have this opportunity.
Advocates say that it will cut down on the number of hit and runs and will make the roads safer, but opponents say it's unconstitutional, and the New York state law now conflicts with federal immigration policies. President Trump raising questions about whether he'll participate in debates with the eventual Democratic presidential nominee, tweeting this morning that the nonpartisan group that schedules the debates is in fact very biased. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. Maybe red will flush your cheeks. Maybe after all,
877-D-O-P-A-L-I. You know, I don't mind, you know, Top Gun and all these movies coming back. Apparently there's a Top Gun Maverick trailer. I haven't seen it yet. But apparently there's another Top Gun coming out. It's a sequel to the 1986 classic. It premieres in 2020. You will see Tom Cruise, I believe, return to the skies, except younger. I'm not sure. I thought Tom Cruise is supposed to be in there. But you will see John Hamm, Miles Teller, Glenn Powell, Monica Barbaro, and Jennifer Connelly in the movie. And I look at this trailer here, and I think it's nice where you have a newer generation of pilots and all that, and, you know. But I'm noticing that we're kind of getting taken when it comes to movies and things. You know, I kind of gave you guys the review of Mandalorian last week, and Star Wars comes out this week, this Thursday night. I'm going to go. I think my son was able to get tickets, so I'm going to go. And I'll tell you guys how it is. But I'm a little frustrated because we used to be a very tough customer. You know, if you were going to give us a movie and you were going to make us pay, then you better put a lot into it. Like, for example, back in the 30s, was it 39 or 37? You had Gone with the Wind and you had Wizard of Oz. And those movies were epic. They were long. They had color. I mean, they had to really bust their butt to get your attention and get your dollars. And I find it just a little bit of cheating when you see somebody go and do a remake. Like Ghostbusters. Ghostbusters was a fantastic movie. But then make another new fantastic movie. Instead, like, no, what we'll do is we'll have all everybody women. And I saw the, it was okay. It wasn't that good. I see in Hollywood a lot of thrown together type stuff. I just finished seeing The Irishman. For any of you that haven't seen The Irishman, I would say to see it. I think they overdid it. I don't think it had to be 3.5 hours long. I think De Niro, Pesci, oh my gosh, who played The Godfather? Al Pacino. I think they all did fantastic jobs. I think they all need Oscars. Did it have to be 3.5 hours? No. But the reason why I like that movie is because it does go into history. It does go into a true story. And I love history made alive because a lot of people forget. Like, they don't know who Jimmy Hoffa is. They don't. I mean, younger people don't. We do. Younger people are like, who? You know, and so I love bringing that history back. So people can see it. So I'm for that. You know, I mean, if you're going to cheat and take a story that's been done, at least make it a real story. I'm very interested in this movie, 1917. I don't know if the movie 1917 is supposed to be a kind of a remake of Gallipoli or not. But again, if it's history, I'll give you a pass. But, you know, redoing Top Gun, I think it's just kind of a sucker's... You know, I mean, it's... Yeah, I get we're bored, and they have to compete with Netflix and Disney Plus and all that, but, you know, I don't know. So when I heard we have a Top Gun remake, and I think they're remaking, God, there's a lot of movies, Mulan, they're going to remake and adapt and things like that. I'm like, okay, well, that's fine, I think we are really ready for some new groundbreaking stuff. You know, the year 2000s, well, in the 90s, it was all about kind of the Jerry Springer, Oprah, more, it started to get more reality, you know, but there was still this, you know, people wanting to be on TV and sensationalism. Then in the year 2000s, you had like the, you had the America's Got Talent, you got American Idol, you started to have more of the, you know, talent shows, which I like, because it just kind of brought the pendulum back to being a little bit more cleaner. But then reality TV started to come into play, where, you know what, let's watch somebody do moonshine, or let's watch somebody at a pawn shop, let's see this. And reality TV got really, really cool, until people realized it might not really be reality TV. There might be a lot of setting up. And then people got bored with that. And then somebody put some time and effort into a show like Sopranos or into a show like Game of Thrones. And they were like, okay, wait a second. This is a good series. And these are kind of like soap operas, but they're not like soap operas. They're actually, you know, guys can like them. And so then we start to see some really, The Crown, we start to see some heavy-duty shows that had to be really well done. This Is Us, I've only seen one season of it, but the writers, pretty damn good. Somebody put some effort into it. Sitcoms were big in the 90s and the 80s and the 70s. If you don't make it funny, if you don't make us laugh, I mean, Modern Family did good, but there's a lot of them out there where, you know, if the jokes are still the same, not going to work. So I would just, if I could give any advice to, you know, Hollywood, you know, you got a tough act to follow now with Netflix. And, you know, the only way you're going to, you know, be successful is if you come up with something that hasn't been done and you have to wait for people to fatigue on these series. And I'm starting to see that. I'm starting to see people go, I don't want to start with another series. You know, it was so exhausting to watch Game of Thrones. It was so exhausting to be able to catch up on Breaking Bad. You know how it took me, I don't know how long it took me to catch up on Breaking Bad. But I was trying to race before some spoiler would be out there. That's a lot of work. So I think there's going to be newer forms of entertainment. But, you know, we'll see what happens with this Top Gun thing. I'm a fan of Top Gun. It's just, I think, very a D in creativity. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So two apples a day may keep the heart disease away. Wait a second, this is supposed to be an apple a day. Well, now they're saying two apples a day. All right, fine. So you got to eat two full apples. So the popular fruit, as you know, has a lot of antioxidants. It also has a lot of fiber. Well, you need fiber for cardiovascular health. You need fiber to lose weight. And a team of scientists from the University of Reading looked at 40 volunteers, 22 of which were asked to consume two apples a day for 8 weeks. And when these people did chew on two apples a day, they lowered their bad cholesterol by 4% more than the controls. Now, some people say, well, 4%, that's not enough to get people off their cholesterol medication. But it's pretty significant that we have something right there on our kitchen table that nobody touches, and they drop on the ground and bruise, that could actually help your heart. Apples are pretty popular. They are 12.5% of all fruits consumed, according to scientists in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. And antioxidants called polyphenols seem to help prevent blood clots, ward off inflammation, as well as raise good cholesterol. And good cholesterol helps remove the bad kind from the bloodstream. Good cholesterol, the HDL, is kind of like the sanitation department, where when the liver makes the bad cholesterol, because, you know, cells do need cholesterol, okay, even the bad, cholesterol goes out there. Whatever cholesterol is not used or not needed, the HDL is supposed to pick it up and bring it back to the liver to get destroyed. If you don't have enough HDL, LDL sits there and just kind of clutters up the street or the vessels. So we don't want bad cholesterol because then it clogs up the vessels, narrowing them, causing clots, etc. Now, they say apple's fiber is namely pectin, and pectin can also affect the breakdown of fat and sugar. So we might even be able to increase our metabolism. You know, we'll poop better. So, you know, eating two apples a day, you got to watch the sugar, especially if you have diabetes or anything like that. But apples, you know, might not be a bad thing. You know, you're going to see a lot of health-type stories coming up in January. You don't want to hear about it now because we're trying to enjoy the holidays. But you're going to see a lot of health stories, and they're going to bring up nuts and fruit and vegetables and all that. So you don't get depressed, because I always get depressed beginning of the year. Not depression, but like, oh, gosh, I don't want to hear about eating healthy. You feel guilty. So what you guys might want to do is before we get there and everybody blasts you with what you should be doing, maybe already start eating some nuts, eating some more fruits and vegetables a day. Start doing your New Year's resolutions now so you don't have to feel bad. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done,
by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So illegal immigrants are now going to be able to get driver's licenses in New York after a legal challenge fails. This will be the 13th state to allow the practice. Many say it's unconstitutional, but the green light law has been signed by Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo earlier this year. It allows for anyone to apply for a driver's license, regardless of immigration status, and does not require a Social Security number. Illegal immigrants can use a combination of documents that include a valid passport from a foreign country, a valid foreign driver's license, as long as it has been expired for less than 2 years. New York Immigration Coalition Executive Director Steve Choi said in a statement that this is going to make roads safer and the economy stronger. He said after waiting 18 years to have the right to drive restored, thanks to our legislator, New York now officially joined 12 other states in making driver's licenses legally available to all residents. They say this is a major step forward for all New Yorkers as we keep building New York to live up to its full potential of equity, opportunity, and justice. That's according to State Senator Luis Sepulveda, a Democrat from Bronx. We also look forward to significant economic and safety benefits the law will bring to communities across our state. Now, apparently this controversial measure did face multiple lawsuits. I'd love to hear from you guys. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Erie County Clerk Michael Kearns, his lawsuit was dismissed last month. He argued that the measure violated federal law and would make New Yorkers less safe. He says, quote, my concern is that after 9/11, New York State put a prohibition on illegals having driver's licenses, and now with Real ID in 2005, after we were attacked there, will be a gap from today to October 1 that anyone who is here illegally can get into a federal building and can fly on our airplanes and cross our border, he says. According to the Wall Street Journal, the latest challenge by County Clerk Frank Marola was dismissed after a judge ruled that he had not demonstrated a cognizable injury. The judge warned, however, that the ruling shouldn't be read as an affirmation that the law is illegal. So, apparently, the Associated Press cited an estimate by the Fiscal Policy Institute that approximately 265,000 illegal immigrants in New York will get driver's licenses in the next 3 years, with more than half from New York City. The Department of Motor Vehicles has been providing training and devices that can authenticate documents. Some clerks have warned that they are still not prepared for what may happen if the law goes into effect. They have only received an hour-long webinar. One wrote, I am now going to have to accept a report card from a foreign country and a foreign passport as authenticated documents. I myself, as the clerk, am going to have to do that. We used to rely on a third party, the federal government, to do that, so they have diminished the New York driver's license, and we are very concerned for our safety and security because Western New York is a border to Canada. Now, not that anybody's really afraid of Canadians. Canadians are cool, but still. Here's where I'm a little confused about. Okay. So, in order to drive on our streets, you need a driver's license. But the driver's license wasn't original. The whole purpose of the driver's license was originally, and still is, but if we look back to what the driver's license is supposed to be for, you have a kid that wants to drive. In order for you to drive, you need to prove competency. You need to prove you can operate a vehicle safely. So you take a test. Doesn't matter if it's in a foreign language or whatever, but you take a test. You have to be able to understand American signs. You have to be able to read the hazard signs. So you have to have some competency in our language. Because sometimes if transportation department can't go out and put certain cones or whatever, now there's going to be these billboards. And these billboards will have instructions most of the time in English or Spanish. So if you are going to drive in America, you need to understand the rules. When me and the family went to Europe and we were driving around Austria and Germany and Holland, luckily in Amsterdam there's English. But, you know, there were some signs. We kind of had to learn what some of the signs meant. When you're in Mexico, if you want to turn left, you get into the right lane. You get into the right lane to turn left. I guess they stop all the traffic and then they allow you to go in front of, yeah, so I'm not really sure how that works, but it does. So you need to, if you are going to drive around a foreign country, learn the laws. So I believe there should be some competency and a test based on that. Okay, but the driver's license was for, you got a kid, they want to be out there on the roads, that could cause harm to others, he needs to pass a test. He passes the test, you can let him go. Okay? But then we start to use driver's licenses as our form of ID. If you want to get an apartment, if you want to get a job, if you want to teach, if you want to get a medical license or whatever, your driver's license, because you need it to show proof of ID and go through such a rigorous process, that driver's license then basically also doubled as a pretty good solid form of ID. You're a citizen. You are allowed to be in the United States. So then if you go to a voting booth and you have a driver's license, they don't have to double and triple and cross-check. If you got a driver's license, you're good. Well, then things start to change. And a valid driver's license doesn't seem to have to do much with driving, doesn't have to do much with your U.S. citizenship or your legality for being here. Now it's just, oh, it's an ID. It's an ID that is official, looks official, and if you have one of those, you should still be able to kind of do what you need to. And so the driver's license started to become diluted on how important it is. And so now you could just go to a polling booth if you have one. You could be illegal, you could be a felon, you could be whatever. If you have a license and you go and in fact they're not even asking for it anymore. I went to a voting booth, I'm like, okay, oh, wait, oh, let me get my ID. She goes, well, we don't need it. Who are you? I mean, I gave her my real name, but I could have said Mary Smith or Joe Smith or whatever. And I would have been able to go in and vote. So where I get concerned then is, okay, if you want illegal immigrants to be able to drive on our streets and be able to rent an apartment and all that, then we need a new form of ID when it comes to being able to legally vote. Or being, see, if you pay taxes and you contribute to society, you should be able to vote here. Okay? If you didn't do anything illegal, you know, to the degree that, you know, you belong here, you should be able to vote in our elections. But if you, you know, snuck across the border and didn't go through the, you know, the proper channels, should you have a right to vote, get a job? Should you be able to compete with our jobs? You see? And having a driver's license basically just gets that, makes that whole subject moot. And I don't know if I agree with that. Now, again, if everybody had jobs and everybody had health care, yeah, open the borders, let's help as many people as we can. But we have tons of homeless people out there. We have homeless veterans. We have people that can't afford to put food on their table, and they're losing jobs to illegal immigrants. That's a problem. So, this really isn't about driving. It's about being able to now use that as an ID to do what other citizens can do. And that's where the criticism lies. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Homosexuality in the animal kingdom. Apparently it's more prevalent. How does that help us evolutionary? Don't go away. We're right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.